KSL News Time, 8:59, triple team traffic. We've got emergency traffic out there. Here's Andy.
Westbound 80, the big problem. Still avoid it between really Foothill Drive and State Street. The crash is still there on the right shoulder, still partially blocking a right lane at the State Street exit. And so I would avoid I-80 from Foothill to State Street if you can for traffic heading west. Eastbound is just fine. You can go from I-15 to the mouth of the canyon. It's the other direction that's having the trouble. Northbound 15, unfortunately, still a lot of slowing between Bluffdale and Sandy before it breaks up, and a little bit of slowing for those of you coming into downtown Salt Lake just before the 6 South exit. Ollie Bear Clough.
University Avenue in Provo is seeing some increased volume northbound from about 600 South to Center Street. University Parkway westbound in Orem is a little slow from 800 East until just before State Street. I-15 northbound looks good. Provo up to Lehigh. Eric?
Southbound I-15, it's a very slow from Lagoon over to Glover's Lane in Farmington. Once you get past that and into the Centerville area, it's starting to get a little bit better as you move into that, as well as Bountiful. No problems right now in Legacy Parkway if you're heading southbound and getting onto the 215 West Belt going by the airport. Any project is easier when you have the right tools. Get everything from hammer drills to excavators at Diamond Rentals' 12 locations, including their newest store on 12th Street in Ogden. DiamondRental.com. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.